Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. We are nearly at Friday. And when you hear my voice, it's home time, isn't it? Pretty much. This is Scott on Radio 1. Becky's not here at the moment because she is doing a live web chat. She's looking V-pink. Her outfit, not her actual face. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to get involved with Becky, part of Access All Areas. She's answering your questions now. I don't mean get involved with Becky, I mean just get involved with the web chat. So when she's finished that, she might mosey on in here. Dear Scott, because it's Thursday with the Posh Radio 4 lady coming up, and we are in the presence of Hollywood greatness at 5 o'clock. Actual Robert Downey Jr. live.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of you recently have been telling me to...
Man up, Mills.
...because of my slightly girly behaviour. Well, today I properly manned up, and I'm pleased to tell you about it now. Today, for the first time ever in my life... I was quite scared, but I went to a proper barber and had a really close shave with a razor-sharp blade that could have cut through my jugular vein at any point and killed me, but didn't. That's quite manly, isn't it? I think it is. Admittedly, he did give me a neck and shoulder massage directly afterwards and a head massage.
Man up, Mills!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Steve says, man up, Mills. I shave myself like that all the time. Yeah, that's quite man up, actually.
Man up, Mills.
Also, the one that doesn't speak, one of his friends, went to have a barber shave recently, and he got it really cheap. And the one that doesn't speak was like, well, how come it was so cheap? He was like, well, it was, you know, those trainee hairdressers you have, where it was like a trainee barber. Now, I wouldn't mind a trainee hairdresser so much for a cheapish hairdo, but however, if it's going to be a trainee who's going to hold a blade close to my throat, then I might give that a pass, actually. It's 4:15... Becky, we just missed her doing her web chat, and we've just worked out how to get the sound, and she finished. But next, it's Sam, who's the senior producer for Radio 1 Interactive. If you get online at the moment, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, then you can have a chat to Sam, who's clearly just made that title up and probably would have it on a badge. Senior producer, Interactive. So you've just missed Becky's one, but we'll get her in a minute to talk about what she had to answer and stuff.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
This is BBC Radio 1. Oh, hi, Becky.
Hiya.
What have you been saying about me on the live web chat, please?
I heard someone just told me that you went to fade me up and I went, bye.
I know, that's so annoying. We've just finally worked out what button...
I think that was my job to tell you, but I obviously forgot, sorry.
All right, Interactive Sam is having a chat to the listeners on the website at the moment. Should we listen in?
Yes, please.
Shall we?
Why did it decide to go interactive, or when? Yeah, I don't really know why, because I wasn't there around the time. I suppose the bigger question is, why does Radio 1 have a website, which is a question that you always get asked if you come for a job interview in the Interactive team, and which there's no single answer for, but... Why does it need to have one? Because Radio 1 is a massive brand, and every massive
brand good, isn't it?
Has a website, and we were probably ahead of the curve in the late 90s doing that. But the bigger reason why...
Ahead of the curve? I like that.
Amazing young audience.
Do you know what? It might sound a bit dull at the moment. Mm. No offence to Sam. But it is worth watching, because every now and then he says something really, really inappropriate.
Well, just generally in life.
Yeah, which I love. Yeah. Which is why I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden you'll be there and having a normal conversation, and he'll just blurt something out that is so wrong.
Yeah, and everyone's
going. It's amazing.
And then there'll be a big silence, everyone going, okay, good.
So, yeah, definitely watch it, because you've still got another 12 minutes.
Yeah, this might sound boring to you.
We're trying to keep up there. We've got, you know, as I say about that audience.
But any second now, he will say something really inappropriate. What did you say about me? Were there questions about what?
Yeah, there was loads of questions about you, like, what are your worst habits?
That wasn't meant to be a... Were there any questions about me?
Yeah, there was loads. There was loads, like, has Scott invited you round to his new house yet? At which point I had to be honest and say no. Mm. What are your worst habits?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What?
Leaving my trainers under your desk.
Yeah, and I said there was a cereal bowl that you haven't made, and I have to clean your desk like
once
a week. I think it's in your bottom drawer.
Did you say messy desk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's all the obvious ones, like, are you as orange in real life? All those kind of
cool
things. What's the best thing about working with you? I spent ages trying to think of something for that, but yeah. I couldn't. So.
How annoying that we couldn't listen in before. We didn't know how. So it's all about the behind-the-scenes staff today at Radio 1 on Access All Areas. See what they actually look like. Realise why they're behind the scenes. Go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And after inappropriate internet Sam, at 4:30 is Gemma, who we always talk about. And at 4:45, it's Ian, the voice of the tweets.
Oh my God, it's a star-studded behind-the-scenes lineup.
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Robert Downey Jr. is coming in live at 5 o'clock this afternoon. I can't wait to meet him. What a legend. There's lots of girls who are pretending to be busy, who have just happened to be walking past the studio, hoping to catch a glimpse of Rob DJ. Do you like I called him Rob DJ there, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
I went to see...
How long did that take you to work that one out?
Quite a while. I went to see Due Date, his new film, this morning.
Is it good?
It is good. If you like The Hangover, you will like it. It's the same director. And Zach from The Hangover is also in it with Robert Downey Jr. I was in the cinema at 8:30 this morning.
Did you get the nachos?
Well, here's the thing. There weren't any nachos. There were no hot dogs.
Oh.
But I did spot some pick and mix.
What did you get?
No, well, it wasn't open, but you could have got some. So I thought, do I just make a run for it? No one's watching.
What, steal the pick and mix?
Yeah, kind of.
That's why it's so expensive, because people like you nick it.
But it wasn't... There was no one there, because there was no one attending the pick and mix.
You know, you have to do it yourself with a little scoop.
Yeah, I know, but there was literally no one there.
Oh, not even to pay?
No. So it was closed.
Yeah.
But I could have just opened one up and gone...
Did you take a foam banana anyway?
I decided to not risk it.
Not even a fizzy cola?
No, so all I had was just a bottle of water.
Oh, so boring, you can't...
And a coffee. It was 8:30. It's really weird going to the cinema at 8:30 in the morning.
Was there anyone else there?
Yeah, there was a couple of people there. I think they were journalists, because they were going, raw, 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 I hope it's as good as The Hangover, raw, 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 raw.
I can't believe that raw, 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 like The Hangover, y'all.
Yeah, well, they're from one of the broadsheets, you could tell.
They like The Hangover?
I hope it's as good as The Hangover. Well, I mean, The Hangover was good. I mean, it wasn't, like, brilliant good, but it was good, you know. But is this going to be as good as that, I wonder? It was all that. So I just kept my head down and drank my coffee, really.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Now, are you going to stay here for the Robert Downey Jr. interview, no offence?
What do you mean, no offence?
Well, let's think back to the other interview the other day, shall we? Coogan?
Oh, yes, that one. That was
How could you forget about that? I haven't.
That was blown out of all proportion. Do you think it's safer if I leave, though?
I'm not sure.
I'd quite like to meet him.
Okay, well, let's see what some of the listeners think, because I don't want a repeat of that, to be fair. This is live as well, you know?
Mm.
Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you've been saying to us.
Hello, Scott. I don't know if you remember me, but I won one of your mouse mats a few years ago when you called me in the States. I live in South Carolina, and I heard your interest on today's show for the Lady Gaga course.
Yes, I understand that in South Carolina you can do a course, a degree, on Lady Gaga.
Good news. It's only one semester in duration, so you would be at school about 3 months. Remember, the university is home of the Gamecocks, which are the football team, baseball and basketball team. You could spend many a weekend shouting, I love the Cocks.
Yeah, that's a big team in South Carolina.
I love it. That's the name of all those teams.
Yeah, yeah, because I've seen people with T-shirts with I love the Cocks on as well.
Some eat shrimp and grits, which are more like wallpaper paste. And at Thanksgiving, they deep fry turkeys. Smiley.
Ooh, now that sounds good. The grits I'll pass on. Have you had grits?
No, I thought grits was just the American word for porridge, is it not?
No, it's horrible.
What's it made of?
I don't know.
Is it like semolina?
Similar, yeah. Similar to semolina.
But I love the thought of a deep fried turkey.
I do.
I'm going to be doing my first Christmas this year, like my first time of cooking Christmas lunch. So I might just do deep fried turkey for everyone.
Do it.
I live about 1 mile from the stadium and a couple of miles from campus. So would be very happy for you to stay with us during your studies.
Yes.
South Carolina also has a very famous Miss South Carolina. Have a think, smiley. Naomi.
Oh, I'd forgotten about her. Of course. Miss South Carolina, remember?
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the US on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
I love her.
Oh my God, I've never heard her before.
I've never heard that.
Have we got any of her opinions on anything else?
And such as?
She's my favourite.
Iraq.
How come I've never heard her before?
Oh, that is classic, that. Next.
Dear Scott, on your web chat thing, someone asked what you wanted for Christmas. And what did you answer?
Oh, this is on the web chat the other day.
So, what does a superstar DJ, your words, not mine, want for Christmas?
What do you think Scott Mills would ask for Christmas?
Fake tan.
What do you think Scott would ask for Christmas?
A Furby.
A walkie-talkie?
A walkie-talkie?
I don't know. Well, I guess it'd be a little bit different.
A running machine?
A car.
What type of car do you reckon he'd like?
An Audi R8.
Colour?
Blue.
What do you think Scott would like for Christmas?
Some celebrity's underwear. Let's go for Elton John. Yeah, he would like that.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
I really wouldn't.
No, you had that last year.
Oh, first grits and now Elton John's pants. You're really trying to put me off before Robert Downey Jr. comes in. Oh, hang on, I need to compose myself. Hang on.
Have you ever talked about Furbies?
I don't think so.
Are you a big Furby fan?
No. Anyway, it was none of those that the people said on Sheeper Street.
What was it?
Here's the bit from the web chat.
What do you want for Christmas?
My answer was... Here it comes, everybody. Towels, etc. Things like that.
You could ask for anything else you wanted.
I was on the
world.
Spot. I couldn't think. I couldn't think.
Towels. Out of everything in the world you could ask
exactly.
for Christmas, you asked for towels. Laughing smiley. High five. Beep. Jude.
Jude, I've got a new house. All the towels are stressing me out because they are all different ones. I just want a set of towels that are all the same.
You're not even changing your mind now. I'm giving you the opportunity to ask for whatever you want.
No, I still want the towels.
And you're still wanting towels.
Yes. That's what I want.
Just a 3-towel bundle?
Yeah. That'll be fine.
Do you want the big bath sheets or just a little towel?
I don't want them all to be different colours. It's stressing me out.
What's your ideal colour for a towel?
Hotel white.
What have you got some? I bet I could really annoy you by coming around your house and sneaking in a beach towel into your...
Oh, that would annoy me. I had a go at my flatmate the other day. I was like, look, there are about 5 different colours of towel in here. Just sort out which colour you want. I don't know why I've got this sudden thing about towels. Anyway, next.
We are also the home of the phrase, I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail.
It's South Carolina again.
It was coined when our very respectable governor of state told his staff he was off hiking and he was actually found in Argentina with his mistress. It's a fine state. You'd be very at home here. Naomi, XX.
Well, I've got somewhere to stay and I'm all set for my Lady Gaga course in South Carolina. It sounds like I'm going to have a great time. Next.
Hi, long time no seeing you. There is good news I want to share. For a long time, I want to buy a laptop, one that is high quality but low price. This morning, I got my laptop just 1 week after I put the order on the site.
Now, how did this get through again?
Who is it from?
Sounds like someone's been spamming me again.
The site has many kinds of electric products, like mobile phones, TV, games, and so on. All of the products are original and brand new. You can see it yourself in your spare time. I believe you won't disappoint and get some surprises. The laptop I get is really high quality and it arrives me so quickly. Hope you can get what you want on the site too. Best regard, Sue Nichols.
How did that get through? Sue Nichols?
How do I know that? Is she an actress? I do know her name.
I do
from
as well.
Somewhere. She's quite famous. Why is she emailing?
It's Audrey off Coronation Street.
Emailing you about laptops. Love her.
Well, anyone else got this email from Audrey off Corey?
One more interesting fact about South Carolina.
Again.
You cannot purchase wine and beer in the same shop as liquor. They're also not called off licenses. They are identified as having liquor by the red dots that are on the side of the building. People refer to drinks as libations rather than, say, alcohol. They've recently passed a law where previously liquor could only be served in mini bottles. Wouldn't you love living here?
Yeah.
Naomi, XX.
Like I said, Naomi, just put me up. I'll do the course for 3 months. It's all good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Robert Downey Jr. is here. Hello.
Hello, dear heart.
How are you?
Very, very fine. Thank you for asking.
That's no problem. Now, I noticed that you've... this is the first time this has happened. You've adjusted the desk.
Yeah.
Because you found the button that makes the desk go up and down.
Yeah.
And I've never had anyone sit like that during an interview before.
I'm just having a ball here.
It goes
I'm
up.
Lucky to be here, yeah. And I want to play with your toys.
Yeah. So he's kind of like... You almost kind of like that now with his hands... Under the chin.
It's
but
a bit
I'm,
too tall for me. I'm a bit far away.
Yeah, you're right.
So I can move.
Apologies.
This.
I'll bring it down in a minute.
Robert, this is Becky.
Yes, hello. It is.
Now, are you staying for this or?
Am I allowed to or do you want me to leave?
Well,
that was a hell of a Foley sound effect you just had there.
I know, that was this when I was. It's a proper creak.
Okay, right.
Should we explain the situation to Robert?
Or? Yes.
You explain.
There was an incident last week with a pre-recorded interview where the guests may have thought that I was slightly rude.
And mad.
And crazy. I think it was just because I hadn't had much sleep, but is it okay if I stay, or would you prefer it if I left?
I'm just getting a real weird vibe from you. I demand that you stay.
Yes!
Yeah! So I went to see your new movie this morning at 8:30.
Sorry.
No, it's a great movie, due date, but that is a very strange time to go to the cinema. I've never done that before.
Yeah, they usually don't have 8:30 a.m. screenings. So what you're basically doing is you're complaining a little bit about your privilege.
Yes, you're right.
It's very Hollywood of you.
Sorry. It's just a bit weird, the whole popcorn thing, like the pick and mix, 8:30 in the morning.
Well,
you know?
that was not compulsory. You had an option.
All right. I enjoyed the film anyway. Very much. And I know that you're in London quite a lot at the moment, aren't you? Because you're filming.
Yeah.
Is it in London or around?
Sherlock 2 is almost entirely in and around London, yes.
Right, okay. And you're here for the dark winter months.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's actually been quite warm lately.
Yeah, it's trippy. I like it, though. I love England. London's probably the most civilized city in Europe.
What's the good stuff that you like about Britain?
I like the people. I know that many of them know how to speak properly. As a matter of fact, when I was here last time, I went back to the States. I was disgusted. Like I was in, where was I? Like LAX, and they're like, "Hey, welcome back, man. Hey, what's up, dude?"
Yeah, there is an element of people speaking quite well here.
We don't really on our show though. We're not particularly. No. Our grammar isn't the best.
No. See, now you have a proper received pronunciation accent.
Yeah, I do, but Scott sort of leads me slightly astray. He says things like, instead of from, he says off of.
But that's an American thing, isn't it? Off of.
Hey, can I get that off of you?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that you like our little accent. In your movie, you play a guy called Peter, don't you? You tell us about the film. He's an architect.
Yeah, Peter Hyman is an extremely tightly wound architect who has some anger management issues.
Yeah.
He's also the expectant father. His wife is delivering on Friday. And fortunately, yet highly unfortunately, he runs into this kind of crazed, retarded wannabe actor whose dad just died.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
And that's Zach who's in the hangar.
That is Zach Galifianakis, yes.
Yeah. And then?
Well, hilarity ensues. Basically, he gets me kicked off a plane, and I have no option whatsoever but to trust him to get me home safely.
And to go on a fairly bizarre road trip.
Yeah, it's a road trip movie, but it really is so much more offbeat than that.
Mm.
I'm really proud of the way it turned out. I trust you might have enjoyed the film somewhat.
I very much did, yes.
That pleases me.
Who is the... He's the most irritating person ever, though, this guy that you hang out with.
Yeah. most people know someone not unlike him, or it reminds them of a relationship where you're stuck to somebody that is ridiculous.
Yeah. Talk about some of the ways that he annoys you in the movie.
He incessantly asks questions, but only so he can not listen to my answer and give me his answer. He doesn't tell me he's allergic to waffles until we're done eating at a Waffle House.
He starts sneezing.
Is continually stoned and spends all our money at a pharmacy for his glaucoma, and then gets behind the wheel and almost gets us killed. And, I mean, it just gets worse and worse, actually.
Yeah. I have to say, though, you two make a brilliant double act. I think you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Would you do another movie with Zach? Because is there not a story that he just came up to you when you were walking along and went, oh, I think I'm doing a movie with you soon?
Yeah, I somewhat misheard him, and a lot of people say things like, dude, you and I should do a movie together, who I've never seen before. And sometimes they're homeless, and sometimes they look scruffy and... Yeah. Well, they look like him. So I was preparing myself to check his elbow and eye stab him if I had to.
Yeah. But it's true, and it came to me.
Yes, sir.
Now, I was watching an interview where the reporter said that maybe you could have a cameo in The Hangover 2 with him, and your face was like, oh, please, hello.
Well, maybe secretly I'd enjoy it, but the truth be told is I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
Any more than I'd ask Zach to come play a Brit in Sherlock 2. Mm.
So Sherlock 2 is it's happening right now. You're filming right now.
Yeah.
What about this is what most people are asking about on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the text. Is there going to be another Iron Man movie? Because they loved it so much.
Yes, I will finish this. I will do Avengers, which is a big Marvel concept with a bunch of superheroes, and then I will laboriously put myself to the task of doing Iron Man 3.
Okay. Pretty cool. Stanley wants to know, is it as cool as it looks wearing that Iron Man suit? Do you have your own suit?
Thank you. For the first 20 seconds, it's really cool. And then it's kind of a medieval torture.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it, and I'll be happy to do it again for the film-going audiences.
Okay. We've got Craig and Adam on the M1. Which was more fun to film, Iron Man or Sherlock Holmes?
Well, Iron Man to me was the first film that I really kind of changed genres and unexpectedly got all this success, and then I kind of carried the confidence of that into Sherlock. I really, really enjoy Guy Ritchie and Jude Law so much, and I've just learned a bunch from them, and so, you know, I guess it's that thing too, like you were bitching about having to get up at 8:30 to have a movie screen for you.
No, I quite enjoyed it.
Anyway, I'm talking. Please don't talk when I'm talking.
Sorry.
No. The point is, it's funny, and I'm really looking at it now, how people, you tend to have contempt for the very things that gave you the opportunities you have. And I go, it's such a disgusting human characteristic, and I'm observing it and attempting to amend it.
Yeah. Okay. Someone wants you to give another shot of your English accent in Sherlock Holmes just because they like hearing it.
I will just do the phonetic alphabet as best I can.
Yes, please.
He who would hear and now know aught of the new art must fight, toil, care, learn, then take his ease.
Love
that's
that.
That's so good. The thing is, like a lot of American actors, when they have to do the English accent, they get certain bits right, and then you can really tell. I think you can tell.
Or they do the, like, Dick Van Dyke, like, of Mary Poppins.
What? Yeah, right, yeah. But yours is fantastic.
Well, I don't know how good it is. I know that Andrew Jack is one of your countrymen and a fantastic dialect coach. Mm. I'm actually having more trouble with it this time than I was last time.
Really?
He's saying I'm not, but I feel my game's a little off. Maybe I'll get
it
back.
Sounds perfect.
That's just, yeah, pretty good to me.
All right.
Grant says, so you've read the script for The Avengers yet? And is it amazing?
I think that it has the potential to be fantastic, and Joss Whedon is a really interesting guy, you know, from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and all these kind of huge genre things. I tend to not read scripts and get too excited until, like, Favreau and I really basically took a good script and made it completely different. Mm. And so I guess Joss and I will do a little bit of that.
Okay. So you kind of go through it with Joss and say, yeah, that works, that doesn't.
Well, I don't know. I'm not the arbiter of what works. Oh, actually, I am. I forgot.
We were talking with Steve Carell about this the other day. Has this happened to you where you make a movie and you're quite confident about it, and then you see the finished thing and you go, oh, this isn't as good as I wanted it to be? Does that ever happen? Because he said it has happened to him.
Well, I'm a bit of a weirdo in that if something really attempts to innovate, I'll love it warts and all. And if something falls short, I overreact to it and tend to think that it's that we need to not release it and they need to take their $160 million loss or something. So,
ooh, ow.
And it's not that I'm in any way unstable. It's just that I love what I get to do so much that I feel like an audience member. And if I feel like I'm not a happy audience member, then I can be most unpalatable.
Right. So have you had...
By the way, you haven't done anything despicable yet. I expect that?
It's coming any second.
No, good. It's not.
Is that contractual?
Yeah. So have you had films canned before?
Probably. Not that I recall.
But probably.
But I haven't canned any myself. I mean, lest I forget, I'm still a gun for hire.
Okay, cool. In this film, you have to work with a dog. And it's Ethan's dog, the other guy, so it's on the trip with you. And at one point, you do
spit in
the dog's face.
I spit in the dog's face. And by the way, when I woke up that morning, I didn't know that the director was going to calmly suggest that I do something so despicable. And yet, after take 7 or 8, and the dog was so sweet, it was like Zach was saying this, he was almost like perking his head up like, oh, I guess you want to spit in my face again?
Do it again. Let me make it again.
What sort of dog is it?
French.
Like, I don't really know dog
French
types.
Bulldog.
You could just say, like, big or small.
It's cute.
And then
a bulldog.
Oh.
French bulldog.
And you've got some flack for doing this, have you?
I don't know. I mean, you know, the studio is Warner Brothers is so great with their directors and their talent. And at first they were like, you know, we just can't. And then they saw it and they're like, so I have a feeling that they thought if it's not unpalatable to us, that perhaps the audience might enjoy it.
Yeah. You do punch a kid in the gut at one point, but it's all in the context of the film.
Well, that I feel strongly about.
What context, Scott? You say that, it's like, but it's absolutely fine because I...
Yes. Well, I was punching a lot of kids in the stomach and they thought, hey, we should get this on film.
Yeah, when you see the film, it'll become clear. That's a good bit, though. That's a good bit.
This whole due date thing, you could say it's a road movie, you could say it's a bromance or an anti-chemistry thing, but what it really is it's kind of the next logical progression of Todd Phillips' filmmaking with Zach, his kind of, you know, ethereal muse, and then me. He invited me to be as unwieldy and... Peter wasn't supposed to have an anger management issue at all. And I just thought, but how could you not with this clown?
Yeah.
So he invited me to drudge up every bit of hidden rage. I found it very cathartic.
Wow.
Yep.
So I mean, is the stuff that you added in or is the stuff that you said, I don't want to do that, that's not going to work for me?
There's a lot of plot points that weren't there when we started shooting, including a big turnaround at the end where Peter realizes he didn't have to be on the journey with this guy at all. So that idea or Zach's idea or whatever. So we also knew that it's easy just to shoot something kind of by the book and make it funny. And the audience, I feel nowadays, can tell the kind of process you had in delivering the product.
You're doing so amazingly well at the moment, which is fantastic. Would you say this is the... like the best time of your career, of your life at the moment? Or one of them?
Well, I should say that, shouldn't I?
Don't know.
Okay. Here's the truth. I'm in a bit of an... well, I was a couple of weeks ago in a bit of an existential purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're looking at the back nine, like I'm 45 now and I'm wondering what it's all... I mean, who cares? Who cares about my process? Let me just say yes so I don't seem ungrateful.
But compared to where you were like a few years ago, surely things are good, right?
Yeah. Well,
and a lot different.
Yeah, pretty different.
Yeah.
Though I do spend a lot of time in small confined spaces nowadays too.
Like this basement.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. What was the lowest point for you, do you think?
I'm so glad you asked. Let me think. There's a bunch of them. I don't know. Jails, institutions, that type of stuff is so fun. No. Let me think. I was supposed to sing at a friend's wedding once. I didn't show up. Felt kind of bad.
That's quite bad.
Boy, I would have given him quite a show, too.
Any more?
Any more low moments?
Yeah.
Oh, let me think. Well, you know, particularly nowadays, when you do things in your proper state of mind and you fall short of whatever your own moral psychology is... So, you know what I mean? Like, if I get in a fight with the missus and I make her cry or something, I just feel like such a bag of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So that was a week ago.
Okay, good. It's 5:19 on Radio 1.
Good.
Yeah. Just telling the people what they need to know.
It is important.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, you have so many listeners. I'm so excited.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Million.
Millions.
Yeah. That doesn't really happen in America. They don't have a national radio, do they?
Not really. I could use a couple million listeners.
Yeah. Would you like your own radio show?
Well, what I would like is just,
I would listen to that.
I would like a couple million people listening to me. I can barely get two people to listen to me. So annoying.
So the premiere was last night for Due Date. Do you find those a bit of a chore? Do you know, like, or do you enjoy them?
It just depends on kind of what my disposition is at the moment. I would say this, though. We showed up last night, and for some reason or other, it was just the most manageable, polite, kind of like the British version of people coming from all ends of the city to see what was going on. It wasn't over the top at all.
So it wasn't like,
Not really. And then there's these jumbotrons. It's just so odd. I mean, it's such a big ego joke to have, you know, your image up here and then their images up there while you just talk to them about this and then you're in your movie. But I think Zach and Todd really helped take the...
What are the premieres like in America then? Are they different?
They're just a little bit more maniacal, kind of like you want to do background checks on half the people that are standing there.
Yeah.
Here it's kind of like really civil people, like, oh, would you mind, you know.
Would you mind terribly signing this autograph? There's some people outside waiting for you as well, which is quite exciting.
Yeah. I've already addressed them directly.
What did you say? Hello.
No, I just said something like, please don't panic. Don't knock over the barricade. You, sir, you sell these. I've already signed 20 of them for you. And and then I left it to security to deal with the other matters.
when you have a premiere, do you still stay and see the film? Or have you seen it a million times and you just go in the front door and out the exit?
Well, when I like something, like, I'm really crazy about this whole Due Date thing. I think it's about the favorite experience I've ever had making a movie.
Wow.
Because it was so cut and dry. It was a very simple premise, and then the rest of it was just playing off Zach, who's quite brilliant. And Todd Phillips and I are really good friends now.
You're good mates, aren't
you? I just want to say for the record that Todd likes me quite a bit more than he likes Zach.
Good. Well, there it is. You were asking me earlier about British music and what we could recommend.
Yes, I'm very interested to know.
Who would you recommend, Becky? Cheryl Cole?
Yeah, Cheryl's good.
Cheryl Cole.
Do you know Cheryl Cole?
No, I'd like to know her.
You would?
She's a judge on our X Factor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like American Idol. Girls Aloud.
Ah.
She sits on the panel with Simon Cowell.
Okay.
You know him, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Not intimately. I mean, he's quite an icon, isn't he?
Is he? Yeah, he is.
You got to hand it to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's done so well.
He's like the Branson of entertainment.
Absolutely. Who else? The XX are good. You should get their album.
The XX, not the double X, but the XX.
The XX. Tiny Temper is another good one.
Tiny Temper.
Tiny Temper.
Love
it. Yeah, very good. Listen, Robert, thank you so much for coming in today. We've got so many more questions that we could have got through, but we just don't have time.
Oh,
we've
got the question about
Hang on. No. We've got one more.
Good.
Ashley. Robert Downey Jr., you are literally the coolest man alive. I'm writing about Iron Man in my dissertation. Please, can I have a quote from you to put in it? Now, this is... If he doesn't do well in his dissertation...
That's what I was going to say. We had to remember to do this one.
This person, it may be a boy, it may be a girl, but Ashley is studying right now.
Yes.
Writing a dissertation. I think probably a quote from the actual Robert Downey Jr. might make it a bit special. No pressure.
The mythological ramifications of Iron Man, I think, are apropos for the 21st century as we become more morphing through the information age into almost a cybertronic spirituality. Tony is a bit of a guinea pig, quite by accident, but I think he represents this larger truth. See what professor buys that garbage.
There we are, you see. Just keep talking, and now you have an actual quote, Ashley, on
thank
your
you,
dissertation.
Ashley. Thank you kindly, Ashley.
Robert Downey Jr., thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise, thank you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, let's get a Dear Scott on now, shall we?
Dearest Scott and Becky.
Hi.
Loved Axes of Awesome on Wednesday. Thought you might be interested to know that the Star Wars Christmas album they mentioned features the first professional musical outing by John Bon Jovi. It's true. Check Wikipedia. Love you loads, Andy.
Right, OK, well, just because it's on Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying? Is this true? John Bon Jovi's first musical appearance was on this album. And how did we never know about this album? This is a Star Wars Christmas album, which the boys from the Axis of Awesome were telling us about yesterday. Have a listen to this. Maybe this is John Bon Jovi doing a C-3PO impression. Here he is.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Oh, my God. There's a whole album of this.
Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be.
OMLG.
Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing.
Our hearts are full of joy.
You ask a question like that. Of course I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars.
How did that pass me by?
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 comes on, does her thing. Says what you want to say on the show this week.
Guest requests are coming in already. Oh, they don't count until tomorrow when you actually ask for them properly, but someone's asked for, as she's asked for, Miss South Carolina as a guest.
Such as? That would be good.
She would be amazing.
Maybe just on the phone.
Ricky Whittle.
Okay.
Keith Lemon.
Yeah.
C-3PO.
Harder. Oh,
Rihanna's
doing the Christmas lights in one of the London shopping centres tonight, so she's around.
Is she? Are you going to go?
Can't. I'm going to Leamington Spa.
How can you... Oh.
Otherwise, I'd be there, Riri.
In your T-shirt?
Yeah.
Aloha, Scott, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L, and everyone else.
Aloha.
I'm one of those many people who listens to your podcast at bedtime, and last night heard you talking about your T-shirt with the slogan... Riri's got the X Factor, and a picture of her.
Yeah, I went to X Factor at the weekend on Sunday to see the results show, and Becky said that I was wearing a T-shirt that said Riri's got the X Factor on it. I wasn't actually, that was a joke. But I feel quite bad that you've been taken in by that joke, so I might make you one.
Oh.
Go to one of them shops and just get it printed on. Well, when I say that I'll make you one, I mean Becky will make you one. And we'll go to the shop and pay for it. So, yeah, that didn't actually exist, but we could easily knock you one up.
It's my flatmate's birthday next week, and I've only known him for 6 weeks or so, so we're struggling for ideas. But I know that he loves Riri. Therefore, where can I get one of these T-shirts? Or alternatively, if yours is a one-off, can I have it please and thank you, Wahey. Big love, Louisa. XOX.
Yeah, like I said, Louisa, we'll get Becky onto it. That's a nice thing to do for your new housemate. Next!
Dear Scott, one for the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out. Scott, my name is Ryan and I am currently living in Sydney. Upon walking along Circular Quay, which is where you find the Harbour Bridge and Opera House, I saw a poster advertising the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 live at 2 a.m, which during BST would be the correct live streaming time. Maybe you have a Sydney-based fan club. Thought you might like to know. Love, Ryan McQueen from Sydney, formerly of Liverpool.
Yeah, that's my Sydney street team.
What?
Not really. Not really. I have no idea what that's about, but I like it that people are directing other people to my show on the Sydney Harbour Bridge or near it.
Some drunk backpackers probably, but I love it.
Probably. Next.
Dear Scott, I wanted to thank you for clearing up something that has confused me for several years. You see, one year for my birthday, my British friend, I'm American and listen to you on satellite, sent me an email on my birthday. It was a random picture of a B-Day with the words, Happy B-Day. Very strange.
Happy B-Day, get it?
That is awful.
I know.
Fast forward several years and I'm listening to you and Becky do the Diary of a Radio 1 DJ, which conveniently mentions the word B-Day. You pronounce it entirely differently. We pronounce it so that it rhymes with G'day, the Australian greeting. You pronounce it like B-Day, which totally makes sense with the birthday thing. Yay! I wrote my friend to share my revelation. I'm pretty sure he thinks I'm an idiot. You complete me, Sarah, off of Texas.
Oh, God, this is getting too confusing with all the nationalities.
Americans call B-days...
B-day.
B-day. B-day. That's ridiculous.
That is stupid.
I don't like... Oh, no, I'm sticking with
B-day. They still do the same thing. That annoys me sometimes about Americans.
What, when they say words wrong?
Yeah, route, etc.
Route?
Yeah.
What's a route?
Route.
Oh.
Oh, you've taken the wrong route. You mean route. English... Anyway, b'day to you. It's b'day. Thanks.
Dear Scott and Becky, I'd like to tell you I decided I would try and be funny and went into a popular game-selling store of no apparent name and asked at the counter if they take Scott Mills point cards.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
The woman looked at me weirdly and said, "What's a Scott Mill?" I tried to explain that it was something that was given away sparingly on Radio 1, but eventually it wasn't even funny anymore, so I just left. How embarrassing. You do need to introduce a point card system, though. Like in that card advert with the roller coaster and the water slide. Getting to school would be so much fun. Love you all, from Tom in Folkestone.
All right, Tom, I'm working on it, yeah?
That would be so good. I'd love to go like that.
I'm working on a proper point system and a card to let you know what you can get if you build up Scott Mills points.
Are you also working on the system where you can go to work on, like, a... one of those shoots, like off the swimming pool?
No, we can just remake the advert with me on the shoot. Think about it. Think about it.
Would people really want to see you in your trunks?
Don't know.
Or would you just wear your suit?
Just my suit.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L, over the last few weeks I've been following your Surfing Bird for Christmas number one campaign on the podcasts. I think this is a brilliant idea, as do several hundred thousand others by the sound of it.
Yes, it's going quite well.
But with the discovery of the slow Peter Griffin version last week, I got to thinking, why stop there? With your contacts, you could get a whole host of celebs to perform their own version of the song and create a compilation, laughing smiley. Imagine Surfin' Bird as performed by Wing or The Hoff. Or, best of all, given her recent line of hits, including Ignition, Hello, Good Morning, and various Gaga tunes, I think the PR4L could easily add Surfin' Bird to her repertoire. Maybe she could audition for us now. Love you. High five. Chris Mullen, formerly off of Nuneaton, but now off of London.
Got a special treat for you. Oh, yeah, she's done an audition. Remember, she plays the ukulele, the posh Radio 4 lady. Surfing Bird, by her, it's not a problem.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird's the word. Oh, well, a bird, 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 the bird is the word. Oh, well, a bird, 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 well, the bird is the word. Bird, 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 but bird's the word. Oh, well, a bird, 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 well, the bird is the word. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Bird, 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 bird is the word. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, 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 bird is the word. Surfing bird.
Oh, I didn't know she could go that low.
That's brilliant.
That's very good. There you are, Posh Radio 4 lady, doing Surfing Bird. That's what Dear Scott's about. You ask, you get.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.